Imagine me taking your hotel room key and whispering, "Until tonight," my hot breath against your ear. I head back to your room and let myself in. Heading to the bed, I sit down and remove my shoes, placing them neatly beside the bed. I stand up and unzip my skirt, letting it fall to the floor. I unbutton my blouse and toss it on the bed. Standing there in my matching black lace bra and panties, the dark fabric a drastic contrast against my pale skin. I'm also wearing thigh-high black lace-topped stockings. I hook my thumbs in the top of one and slowly work it down my leg. Then I do the same with the other, leaving them on the bed with my other discarded clothes. I walk to the bathroom, where I find soft, clean towels and a roomy shower. I look at myself in the large mirror, running my hands over my soft skin while thinking of you working hard all day. I unhook my bra, sliding it slowly off, placing it on the bathroom counter, followed by my panties, which, if I'm being completely honest, are a little wet from me thinking about what will happen tonight. I turn on the shower, making sure it is nice and hot before I step in. I have brought with me my favourite body wash, coconut and cocoa scented. I lather my body up, paying close attention to my breasts, loving the feeling of my slippery hands on my soft full tits. I move my hands down my stomach, leaving trails of bubbles. I reach between my legs, touching gently, but trying not to give myself too much pleasure. I want that all from you on your return. And I can't help the small gasp that escapes from my mouth as I clean myself for you. I shave my legs, underarms and pussy for you, making sure that my body is to your liking. I give my long dark hair a quick wash and step out of the shower to dry myself. The hotel towels are soft and warm. I run them over my glistening body, soaking up the scented water. Leaving the bathroom in only a towel, I find my bag and search for my hairbrush. I take time to brush my hair, which reaches my hips. I pull it up and braid it into a long, straight plait, which hangs down my back. I also look for a few other things that I want. The shiny silver handcuffs, the blindfold, and a scarf to be used as a gag. I'm getting eager and a little nervous since it is almost time for you to be here. I place the blindfold and scarf on the bedside table. I remove my towel, putting it back in the bathroom, and gather up my discarded clothes, folding them and putting them away. Taking the cuffs, I attach them to my wrists. I lay down on the bed with my bound hands above my head, naked, and waiting for you to walk through the door.